Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 11th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 4 cents at 481 and a half, March wheat down 22 and a quarter cents at 609 and a half, and Jan beans up 32 cents at 1336. The meal was up 850, the oil was up 91 ticks. Bean market strong on a couple of things here. We had that new sale to unknown 132,000 metric tons. But more importantly, the Brazilian weather is, you know, hot and dry again. They got very little rain in the north over the weekend and very disappointing amounts. And now the forecasts have turned hotter and drier with temperatures 90s into the hundreds. So that gave the beans a pretty good spike here. We're still well off the $14 highs that we saw a month ago. But we're starting to come back here. Charts look a little bit better. Tomorrow we're going to have a lot of resistance at 1342. The 20-day and the 50-day moving average, or the 100-day moving average, come right in together there. So that should pose a lot of resistance. But we'll see. Hopefully we can break through that and close over it tomorrow. The export inspections were light on the corn, 712. You know, they weren't bad on the wheat. They were improved, 282. And the beans, 984. That's a reduction. On the wheat market, the wheat was down so much because there was no Chinese announcement today on the wheat. And the talk is that the Chinese are not looking for U.S. wheat, France and Australia offer cheaper wheat right now. So it doesn't look like we'll see too much more of that business. We'll get the NOPA on Friday. It should show very strong numbers with the increased crush capacity that we're starting to see out here. We'll get the Fed with their interest rate announcements on Wednesday. Most people are betting it's going to be unchanged on interest rates. Some are talking a little bit higher, maybe a quarter point. Some are talking maybe a quarter point loss. So it's really up in the air, but I would think they would probably keep it steady out here. As long as Brazil stays hot and dry and we don't see any real relief out there, this market, you know, could go back to those $14 highs again. Hopefully we'll see something there. But if we do in the next, week or so, which could certainly happen, it's going to be another good marketing opportunity out here. But in the meantime, there was talk today that China bought a few more cargoes of beans. We'll see if that shows up tomorrow. But overall, the Chinese buying is helpful, but the world is going to be focusing on the Brazilian weather. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.